Hello, this is Pat Robertson. I suppose that this next 25 minutes may be the most important in your entire life. Have you ever wanted power in your life? Have you wanted to be effective as a witness for Jesus Christ? Have you desired to be able to fasten impressions on the lives of people toward your Savior? Because I'm going to tell you the greatest secret of all the universe.
You must be born again. My mother's womb.
You must be born all over again. Why, that's absurd.
To think that somebody would bring a teaching
like that.
Jesus said,
that's right, my dear.
You must be born again.
Be ushered into the presence of God. God. I know some of you are
frightened, but
after all, anything dealing with
the supernatural can be a little frightening.
If I would tell you, for instance, that there was a ghost in the room right next to you, probably be a little bit afraid, because this speaks of otherworldly things, and it frightens us. Right now, frightens us. The word spirit
has been translated ghost.
We think of supernatural spirits,
and we're frightened by them. But the spirit of God is a spirit of love,
a spirit of warmth,
a spirit of joy, a spirit of praise, a spirit that brings us into the knowledge and the presence of Jesus.
He's a spirit that brings about love,
long-suffering, peace, goodness.
Knowledge was not just something you learned in a book.
This is the spirit of God himself.
Now, Jesus Christ knew that his disciples were powerless.
They were cowardly, some of them.
In the case of Thomas, they
were doubting. In the case of others,
they were vying with one another for power and prestige. Power and prestige. Jesus,
but a man
of my age
would have to turn into
a little baby.
As a matter of fact, an embryo or a fetus and enter back into one.
Something else.
Be born of water and of the spirit. Credulous look on the face of the Sabbath, if you didn't covet that which belonged to your neighbor, worship idols,
if you did all of the various
laws and the pipes of God,
that you would indeed curb an entrance to the heavens. And now comes this unusual that they were to tarry
and wait for the promise of the Father. Because, he said, you'll remember John the Baptist went around baptizing with water, but you
will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not